Well, today we have a guest joining us here on our program. We're going to talk a little bit about some medical issues today. Dr. Edna Becht is with us from the Cass County Health System. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate your time with us today.
Thank you.
Now, you're relatively new to the Cass County Health System.
I've been here probably 9 weeks, almost 10 now.
That's relatively new, isn't it?
Yeah.
But can you tell us a little bit about your background? Where did you come from?
I was born and raised in Indiana, and I came out to Des Moines for medical school, and that's where I happened to meet my husband. So after medical school, I went back to Indiana for residency training, and at the end of that, my husband and I decided that we should live in the same state, so I started looking for positions out in Iowa and found Cass County.
Very good. Yeah, it's always important to live close to your spouse, isn't it?
It's been great for our relationship, yeah.
It's helpful, that's true. Well, let's talk a little bit about what you're doing here now. You've been here, you've been meeting a lot of folks. Are you enjoying the opportunity here?
I love this community. I'm from a small town in Indiana, so it's great to get back to a smaller town. I love that I don't get lost when I drive around town, which is something I struggle with. and I love my job. I get to see a little bit of everything and everybody.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And you're doing a little bit of everything there. Do you have specialties?
I'm family practice, so I am hoping to deliver babies. I have a couple of ladies that I'm seeing at the very beginning of their pregnancy, so I'll hopefully deliver them soon. I see children. I see chronic diseases. I see older adults. So I'm seeing a little bit of everything.
Very good. Well, I guess one important question we should ask, especially when we have new doctors here, because, you know, if there's a new doctor, that usually means there's one that's left, too. Are you still taking new patients?
Yes. I am covering for a couple of colleagues, one of whom is out on maternity leave and one is getting ready to retire. So I'm covering for a couple of colleagues so far, but still taking new patients.
But in the long term, you still have some space.
I think so.
Very good. All right. Well, what we want to talk a little bit about today, because it is getting to be that time of the year where we generally talk about the flu and flu shots. We sometimes use the word flu pretty loosely to incorporate just about any kind of stomach ailment or upper respiratory type of issue, but the flu itself is very serious.
Influenza is very serious, and it is different from the stomach flu or a common cold. There are certain populations that will do very poorly with influenza. They'll need to be hospitalized. They may even need to have breathing treatments, a machine that breathes for them. And in certain cases, people can die from influenza.
So it's nothing to be taken lightly.
It is not.
The flu shot is very readily available. Some years ago, there were concerns about the scarcity of the flu vaccine, and we had to set up appointments and have specific clinics, and even at times say only certain people can get the shot. That is no longer an issue, right?
It is not the issue this season. We are getting better and better at producing vaccinations in a fast and safe and effective manner that have fewer and fewer extra things in them that I know there are some people who are concerned about toxins, so-called toxins in the immunization. So we're getting better and better at refining the process and creating massive amounts of vaccination so that everybody can get the flu shot that they need.
Yeah, and every year it seems like there are a few specific strains of the flu virus that have been floating around the world. They've identified those and created the right formula to take care of all that.
It's like trying to predict the weather and then change the weather. You know, we're saying, well, I think these are the strains that are most likely to show up in 2016 to 2017, and we create the vaccines to counteract those strains. Doesn't mean that those are the strains that are going to show up, so there is always a possibility that we are going to see influenza in people who have been vaccinated.
It's difficult, and you think about all the vaccine that needs to be produced, and it takes time, of course, to do that, to mass produce all that, but you need to be on that pretty early. So, yeah, there is a bit of a variable in there.
Correct, yep.
Well, let's talk about the flu vaccine itself. Who should get the flu vaccination? Is there anybody out there who really shouldn't do that?
There are some people who have egg protein allergies and some people who have had serious reactions to influenza vaccines, like Guillain-Barré syndrome, where they've been hospitalized and seriously ill following flu shots, and they should not receive the influenza vaccine. But there are certain high-risk populations that absolutely should get the vaccine if they don't have a contraindication.
Okay, so otherwise pretty much everybody.
Everybody who has never had a poor reaction to influenza or a serious allergy to egg protein should get the influenza vaccine if they're able.
Okay. Are there age restrictions at all?
There are not at this time. Like you said, when we have shortages, we do try to vaccinate the most high-risk populations first. But at this point, everybody over the age of 6 months can get influenza vaccine.
Sure. Well, and we sometimes think about that, well, maybe the very young, the very old should stay away from that. But that's absolutely not the case because they're some of the ones that are more susceptible.
Those are our highest risk populations, children under 10 and older adults over 65 are very susceptible to poor outcomes with influenza, as well as pregnant ladies need to get the influenza vaccine.
Okay. And when it comes to the vaccine this year, the way it is being delivered, this year it is a shot. The flu mist not available, correct?
The flu mist is not available, and it is not recommended this year for whatever reason. It is not as effective as previous years. So we want to give the right protection to people, and that is not available through the flu mist, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm getting technical now, but I'm kind of curious. Is there a specific reason that the mist is not as effective this year?
When they've done the trials, they've just shown that the immunity is not as good as in previous years. So even though you get the flu mist, you're not protected against influenza the same way you are against as when you get the shot.
Sure. Well, now that brings up an issue then, too, because, you know, in some cases the flu mist is used for children because simply some of them are just afraid of shots. So now mom and dad have to deal with the shot, but it's not that big a deal?
They do have to deal with the shot this year, and that was one thing that I enjoyed doing, even for older adults, and by older adults, I mean people who aren't children, you know, get the flu mist. But yep, we all need a shot this year, and I know for certain age groups, there's a concern that they're getting a lot of shots, and this is one more needle poke, but I think it's worth it because those are, the population that do very poorly with influenza.
It's a small needle.
It's a small needle.
We don't have to worry too much. Now, with regard to people still sometimes will report that, you know, well, after I get that flu shot, gosh, I wasn't feeling very good the first couple of days. Is that possible that there's a bit of a reaction there?
Yes, it is possible, and it's desired. Anytime we stimulate the immune system, people can expect to feel maybe a little achy or a little off somehow. But you cannot get influenza from the flu shot. It is impossible to get influenza from the flu shot because it's not a live virus. It's just bits and pieces of the virus that our body needs to recognize to keep the real virus from replicating and causing illness. So people can feel lousy, sore, achy under the weather, and that is the immune system being stimulated. That is the body doing what it needs to do to create the antibodies to protect us.
But they don't have to worry about infecting others at school or at work because they feel like they may have come down with the flu.
No, there is no way to transmit influenza from a flu shot.
Perfect.
Again, these are bits and pieces of the virus. They're not live viruses that are capable of causing infection.
Okay, so we've gotten rid of that little myth right there then off the top. Good.
I hope so.
I hope so. That's right. Well, people come in a lot of time this year. We're so close together. I mean, everybody's jam-packed in. We spend more time indoors with other people during the winter months when it gets a little bit cold. So we tend to pass a lot of germs around with each other. And I think sometimes folks think if they get the flu shot that it's going to be a cure-all for everything. I shouldn't get sick at all this winter. Probably not necessarily the case?
Not necessarily the case. There's still thousands of other viruses that cause upper respiratory symptoms, that can cause vomiting and diarrhea, that are not strictly influenza. And again, you know, if in a worst case scenario, we can still see a strain of influenza that wasn't covered by this year's vaccination.
And the flu shot probably isn't the only thing we should do. We should probably follow all the common things that we need to do, like hand washing and those types of things.
Those are really the most important tool in our toolbox for preventing the spread of disease. Good hand hygiene, covering our cough and sneeze with an elbow or a tissue rather than with our hands, Those are the biggest things that prevent the spread of disease.
Very good. Well, it sounds like it's going to be another one of those years, and if we can lessen the impact of the flu moving its way through our area by so many folks getting that flu shot, it would be greatly appreciated and a big help to folks. And it is readily available. There's so many different ways and places people can get the flu shot now.
That is correct. We have several community outreach flu clinics at some of our satellite clinics and at the hospital. And I don't have that information in front of me,
unfortunately. And I don't think necessarily they need to have appointments to do that, do they?
No. I know at our clinic at the hospital, you can come in any time and see the immunization office, and they'll give you a flu shot if you haven't gotten one already.
Boy, they make it so easy.
We're trying to, very much so.
Very good. Well, Dr. Edna Becht, again, we want to welcome you here to the community and Cass County Health System. And thank you so much for the important information. Hope everybody stays healthy this year.
I hope so, too. And if not, that's why we're here.